The Democratic Alliance in Johannesburg has been reliably informed that the board of the Johannesburg social housing company Joshko resolved to suspend their COO. The COO suspension, which also an ANC Youth League NEC member, follows allegations of corruption, maladministration and interference with investigation. The suspension letter, however, was never served on the COO. The truth of the matter is that the board resolutions have been concealed from the public in order for the city manager to second the COO to the position of acting CEO of the Johannesburg Development Agency. This is most brazen example of cadre deployment that we have seen in a long time. Staff members who raise concern of corruption are threatened with suspension, intimidated, and fear for their lives. We have seen a case number and a statement of a staff member who, after lodging a grievance, was kidnapped by people pretending to be police, taken to an undisclosed location, and tortured. He still has the burn marks of this molten plastic on his back. During this grueling experience, he was told to stop giving management hassles. His ordeal ended when he was dumped naked in Alexandra. The city of Johannesburg is run like a mafia state. Cadres remind staff that they are untouchable and threaten them if they do speak up. We commend the staff of Joshko for signing a petition to oust the COO. The DA will not stand by and watch cadre deployment, corruption and evasion of the rule of law. Therefore, we have requested the minutes of that board meeting where the resolutions were taken and requested the full details of the GFIS investigation involving Joshko. We will ensure accountability, and despite the ANC's belief, this type of vile cadre deployment will not be tolerated.